buckle in because this is going to be a big ride. This is Unqualified Opinions with Chelsea and Nate and Alex. From TikTok, you might know her as Alex Serves Tea, and Nate is nowhere to be found. And it better be that aliens took him and he liked it and they kept him.
Hopefully everything's okay.
I don't understand what's going on. This is not like him.
It worries me. He's like nowhere to be found. Like, what's happening? Where is Nate?
Should we just keep calling him like an ex-girlfriend? This is Alex. How do you want to be spoken? Like, how do you want to be introduced to Alex Serves Tea? Alex?
Well, I don't want you to call me Alex Serves Tea the whole time, but yeah, Alex is fine. Alex Serves Tea. On Alex Serves, I had 140,000. And then with Alex Serves Tea, I was not, at first it was my backup and I didn't want to go viral, but I kept going viral anyway. And I was like, what is happening? This is not the purpose. And I was like, dude, I'm working so hard. I'm constantly getting shut down. And people were like, they're deleting me from your following list. I can't find you. So then I was just like, I'm never going to blow up because they constantly don't want me to. But I've worked for 2 years at this. So it doesn't feel like it happened overnight. That jump happened so fast. I still feel like I have the 70,000 because I had that for 2 years of me interacting with those 70,000 followers kind of thing.
Which is still an insane amount of people.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like in the TikTok world, it's like, oh, it's a small little count. And I was like, I kept being like, oh, I don't know if I want to go big. I don't want people to like see me and be like, oh, she has a million followers. And I was like, no, I want to stay like, you know, humble and like normal, like everyone else. And then all of a sudden it blew up and everyone's like, how does it feel? I'm like, it feels the same because it feels like getting married to someone that you've been living with your, you know, for the last few years anyway.
I was like humbly corrected. Yeah. Was not overnight. I don't, you know why too? It's because I started following you when you had like the 70,000. So I didn't know that you were doing this journey for that long, but I commend you because that is hard work. And I'll tell you, as somebody who is for some reason shadow banned for no reason at all, like no fucking reason at all. Not my account. It looks like yours with the big thing. And every time I open my phone, it's like, account warning. Do you accept that you're an asshole?
I get it. Why I have it. I don't get why you have it at all. Yeah. Like, why do we all have this? Take it off.
That's my
and then it's like never going away.
No. When is it going to stop?
For those when is it going to go away?
It's a little thing underneath your picture. So you don't forget. And every time you're on somebody else's, I'll be on Alex's page and underneath Alex's face, it tells me, hey, just so you remember, by the way, this is Qualified Opinion with Alex Serves Tea. We're going to be calling her Alan. I'm a fan of hers. She's a fan of mine. Nate's nowhere to be fucking found.
No, I hope everything's okay.
I have a feeling it is, because otherwise I wouldn't be doing this. I'd be too sick to my stomach. I have a pretty good intuition. Is the earth flat? I am like, let's shift gears here.
I wouldn't say the earth is flat, like, a square, but I also don't believe we live on a floating rock marble like NASA portrays. I think we live in a dome. And so the land is flat within the dome. So it's kind of like a snow globe. But I also do believe that there's life underneath us.
Yes.
And I do believe we live like in a bubble in a body of water. And I feel like that's why everybody's seeing these rainbows right now. I feel like we are merging into another bubble right now. I feel like there's two bubbles that are like coming together. And like, that's why everybody's seeing this like earth split and double rainbow. And it's like, we're passing each other or like merging into one, because I feel like the 3D is like starting to like, it's like that bubble's going to pop and then we're going to be in the 5D bubble.
You are giving that's me what it feels like. Goosebumps, because it is exactly what I think.
Right.
Except for, well, no, this is the thing. Like, I'm so afraid of the earth being a dome. I don't know why that freaks me out. I don't know why. Probably because it makes sense. And like, you're not supposed to know the truth. So I was like three. No, I was in a car. My sister was born with a minivan. The minivan was like 99. So I was like 9 or 8. And I remember in the minivans, you could pull all the way back and look out the back window. Really dangerous.
Yeah.
if they got hit in the back.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Can you imagine? Decapitated. Yeah,
that would be
done.
Decapitated.
9-year-old. Decapitated.
Oh my God.
No, but in like my minivan, every Friday night with my dad and my stepmom and my sisters, look up. I had to find Orion. Night. I open the curtain and I stare at it and I'm so homesick. And that's how I've always felt. And I never said that out loud until this year when I stopped giving a fuck, like really stopped caring. Like,
that's so cool.
I stopped caring about like, if I said, hey, I don't think I'm from here. And you know what I used to hear as a kid? You're a freak. You're a weirdo. Yeah. You didn't grow up on planet Earth. all of it, because I was, and I was talking to the trees. I thought I was a witch. I was casting spells. I talked to my hands. Like, I thought I had like powers coming out. And like, now as an adult through Reiki, I've learned I actually do have a frequency, and I wasn't crazy.
Right.
Everything that I, right. So, oh, just looking at the sky and looking at deep down underneath the water, to me as a kid, looked exactly the same.
Like, there's a lot more going on down there that we don't know about. I never believed in the moon landing.
Nope.
I never believed in NASA. Like, it just seems so far. I'm like, this seems like a bunch of lies.
Well, when you got one of the astronauts telling you it is a lie.
Right? And nobody wants to listen.
Buzz, listen to good old Buzz. See what he has to say. He's senile.
I've literally put the videos on my TikTok, and people are like, that's not what he said. I'm like, it's coming out of his mouth, and you guys still want to deny it.
Because they're afraid, and I understand that, but like, you can see planets and stars that aren't there anymore. Well, you can't see the planet, I guess. You're right. No, hold on. I'm thinking a planet could be gone, but it's the stars you're looking at.
Okay, so here's what I think. Like, if we're in a dome, the sun, the sky, the whatever, it's like a holographic kind of reality, because like, I'm supposedly from Sirius B, so it's still out there. It's just we can't physically see it. But like, we can see like the stars, like you're saying.
Right.
So then I wonder, like, are we seeing them from far away? Like, is it kind of like a clear bubble, or is it like a holographic reality that's like putting it there? So like, we know that it's there, you know,
we will never get to actual space because it's a bubble. That's one of the things that Buzz was saying. Are you worried about getting murdered?
Everybody asks me that. And I'm like, no, but you know what they did? I think that they did, but the co-owner of Omega Mart, you know, Omega Mart Area 15 in Las Vegas, it's like trying to wake people up. I like posted videos.
I'm not going to say yes and pretend that but I think you sent me a video of like, or, oh my gosh, does that ever happen to you? You think somebody sent you a private message, but it's really their fucking TikTok. I think you posted something where it was like the aura of a person. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So it's like a fake grocery store where all the stuff say like, wake up, which I actually have the can right here. It literally says, wake up, please. It's so cool. And one of the co-owners recently died mysteriously.
No, that's not mysterious at all. He's dead.
They killed him for trying to tell the truth and trying to wake people up. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So yeah, everybody always asks me like, are you afraid? Like, be careful. The FBI is going to come after you. Da-da-da-da. I'm like, listen, let's say that they do.
Yeah.
Okay. I found a way out. Okay. I'm not going to be mad about it. And like, okay, great. I can get to know the truth now, even faster.
Yeah.
And I fulfilled my purpose while I was here. I did the most that I could before I left. Oh, well, like I get to watch you guys from the other side. I'm like, good luck.
Someone like you would be manifested back to this planet so fast.
No, you'd we need her like, back.
Oh, I'm dead. Oh, and I'm an infant. Welcome back.
Like, oh, no.
Round two.
No, this is my last round here. I am not doing this shit again. I've done it enough times. That's it.
I had Reiki done today for the first time. I'm trying to get through some blockages. And
yeah,
it was, have you ever had that done before?
I haven't done Reiki and I really want to.
Oh my God. I've been on this path. She didn't know me. I got the name from my therapist. So then, like, she doesn't know why I'm there. And so I've been going through my ancestry, trying to follow back my lineage because I have this conspiracy theory about my blood type. I have an A negative, which is a very rare blood type. So I have this huge theory. So I was trying to find my bloodline and I found it place. And my father's side, the lineage goes all the way back. I am convinced because that area in general, like my whole entire dad's side of the family on either side, he's 100% Portuguese. My dad goes all the way back besides the Basque, goes all the way back, and it's all in the Azores, which Pluto said that the Azores was Atlantis that sunk and parts of it are still there. Dude, I am highly convinced that I go back to Atlantis.
I did my past life reading and I incarnated in Atlantis 11,000 years ago.
Is that why we're like almost kind of like the same? We even kind of look alike. It's just, what's your blood type?
And we both, I don't know.
It has to be A negative. I swear to God. Lynn's coming out when I get excited.
I got blood work done and I just like never paid attention. And I'm like, fuck, I need to figure out what my blood type is.
That's a special test. That's a special test. You need to go literally Google like Azores, Atlantis, A negative blood type when we get off this call. And you're going to be like, oh shit.
Yeah, I've always had a connection to Atlantis, even though I knew nothing about it. For some reason, I just felt drawn to Atlantis, but I never researched it ever. I just was like, yeah, I love Atlantis. Like, what do I love about it? I don't know anything. I just knew it. It's like you with Orion.
Yes. Hey guys, it's me, Miss Lynn from the Lobster Glam Lighthouse in DC Shack. How are you, sweetheart? The unqualified opinions with Chelsea and Nate. You guys having fun today on this episode with Alex? I'm pretty sure you are, because she's amazing. She's a beautiful soul. But let me just talk to you a second about this Ancestry.com, okay? Besides the fact that you could go ahead and do your 23andMe with your swabs, and you give them your saliva, and then they can tell you exactly what you are. Okay, this is real. This is the real deal, okay? And I'm telling you, it's affordable because, you know, they got all these promotions constantly, okay? I've been on it there now. I've been on there for a couple of months, and I'm about to shut it down because I've gotten as far as I can go. So you can shut it down at any time, pick it back up at any time, pay whatever you want to see, you know. Listen, if you're looking to find out about who you are genetically, and who your family was and where they've been and what they've done. I had a great, great, great aunt who was in and out of jail all the time because she was a drunk. Tell me that's not me right now. Come on. It's hilarious. Oh, what are we going to do? Yeah, so Ancestry.com, I followed myself all the way back to the Azores. Both my father on both sides of his life, he's 100% Portuguese from the Azores. Can you believe this? Beautiful. We'd all knew it, but we were just wondering. And now I know. And now I want to get dual citizenship to open up a second restaurant on the Azores. Thanks to Ancestry.com, I'm headed to the Azores. Okay, are you understanding?
About your Reiki.
Oh, right. Okay. So I was doing all that research on Ancestry.com. Still waiting for that sponsorship. And it's expensive. She goes, ooh, your lineage. You have these women, all female. And she said she had never seen anything like it before. And I was like, ugh, I get that all the time. Now what? Like, now what? I mean, like, add it to the fucking list of shit that people have never seen before. Well, we've never seen a mole like that. We've never seen a C-section scar like that. Oh, we've never seen an ADHD like that. Oh, we've never seen alcoholism like that. What the fuck else? oh, I've never seen.
Well, you're not from here.
No, I've never seen a second chakra like this. So I don't know. I just, that blew me away. I didn't say anything at first. I tried so hard to keep it. And then she starts talking about this huge green lush foliage just coming out of me. Azores, like the greenest place on earth. Fucking what I believe to be Atlantis. So it's like, she's like, it's coming out. She's like, but it's not literal. It's symbolic. And I'm thinking it's both. You know, like not saying anything. And like, and I thought I was in my head. She can hear me.
She could.
Yeah. And then she goes, I know, I'll get there. We'll get there. I hear you. We'll get there.
Oh,
she said, I know there was a request, but we need to like slow down. So she said, like, get out of there. Weird, right? But how did she know about the lineage and like the green? And the thing with the green too is like, because I think that of my ancestry, like the human part of me, the blood part of me, not like the soul part of me, I have such a wonderment since I was young also. So there's like the spiritual side that's like staring up at Orion. Then I have this, and I know you can identify with this. And then I have this earthly side that feels so connected to the earth. So it's like both of them are awake. The human and like my genes and my blood, and then the soul, they're working together, vibrating at the same frequency, left and right brain. Like I could go on and on. There's nothing that I feel like I can't do.
Right.
Like you were saying, like everything's happening and you've always kind of known you could do that for yourself. It was just you not wanting to do it. And then you're an adult. You're like, no, I'm going to fucking make things happen. Right. And so it was just weird that she knew that about the ancestry.
Oh, my root chakra is so blocked. I need to work on it.
It's horrible. But she gave me this really cool activity to do to get it moving again. And it has to do with water. So anytime you see water, touch water, have water in the shower, play with it with your hands, because your hands are the strings that attach to that chakra. So you can manipulate what's going on energetically down there with your fingertips. But it needs to be fluid and water. She was like, all I'm hearing over and over again is lineage. She wants the right to know the truth. Water will help her heal. And I'm like,
not water again. I just made the video yesterday where I was saying God is water.
Oh, absolutely. There is an undeniable thing that I don't think that people, there's an undeniable phenomenon that is a truth, scientific, that I don't think people realize sequence that's in everything. And it also has like mathematically is the absolute of all creation, the golden ratio. It's a spiral that you find in like all things in nature. It's in our head. It's literally what the solar system is, galaxies, everything. Mm-hmm. It's in our fingertips, sunflowers, pineapple. It's everywhere.
That's so crazy.
Somebody fucking talk about that. Teach me that in school.
Well, you know what's crazy is I had hypnotherapy.
I love hypnotherapy. Tell me everything.
My first time. But we did hypnotherapy and there was a point where he's like, you know, like look at your, because apparently my trauma started at 7, according to my subconscious. And it said like, okay, look at that 7-year-old and then you, and then you're going to like merge together and like give it all this love that you didn't have and like whatever. And you're going to like merge into one, but like your subconscious is going to take you through time since 7 years old to the moment you are now.
Yes.
And then you're going to come together. And I legit saw like it was like my life flash before my eyes. And I saw myself through like, you know, and instead of seeing it as a strip like this, I saw it in a spiral. I saw it going like this. And I saw my eyes, like I had my eyes closed and my eyes were moving like in a spiral as I was watching my whole life like spiral. So it's so crazy that you said that.
Yeah.
That you related back to a spiral.
I do a video about it. I've seen a couple of people that kind of do what you do, but not as well, talk about that. And
I haven't heard of it.
Big, huge like response on that because it's undeniable. I just totally jumped to the left. It freaked me out. Your whole body just went, meh.
That's so weird.
And there wasn't a glitch in the audio.
What the fuck?
What the fuck was that, dude? No, okay, things are getting weird here in my basement. So that's so funny that you're, oh my God, we have so much in common. So that's funny because I grew up on Cape and where I live now is on a small island off of that area. So like if you look at Massachusetts, there's like a hook. I'm like 40 miles out to sea from that hook, that little like arm, on Nantucket. And this is a very special place that I've come to find. It's like a lot of people either come and it spits you out or you come and you stay. And if you're lucky enough to find housing, you could like grow up here and raise your kids here and grow old here. It's very difficult, it's like really hard to afford. I'm very lucky, but it feels like everything just happens for me because I'm meant to be here. And the more I'm learning about this island and where it is on the ley lines, and that's why I've stayed. And
what is the ley lines? Because somebody just asked me, I'm in San Diego. Are we on the ley lines? What is ley lines?
So do you watch Ancient Aliens? That's a dumb question.
Actually, not a dumb question. Cause no, I do not.
Why not? Cause it's on a major network.
I just haven't had time to watch anything. I'm just always like,
it's on like season 17. The way that I remember it getting described on Ancient Aliens when I first heard this word is that it's just the grid of the historical the megalithic structures. Know. It's that. So it lines them up. Ancient ruins, pyramids.
Where the Bermuda?
They cross. It's in the Bridgewater Triangle. All of
where
them.
Where the pyramids all line up. Is that what
you're same thing with Orion. Science doesn't back this up. Okay. This is like,
of course it doesn't. Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. So if it's up for debate, then it exists because somebody says it exists. So if somebody says it exists and it exists because that's their experience.
Right.
Boom.
That's how I always feel. I'm like, listen, if you had that experience and you had that experience.
I was obsessed with whales when I was a kid and dolphins for no
reason. Me too.
For no reason.
Me too.
I'm just like, I wanted to have a dolphin birth. Like, I'm just like, I have goosebumps. I just got an appointment tomorrow with a archangel medium. Her name's Molly. M-O-L-L-E-E on TikTok. But she does private readings. And she's like, I'd be honored to. And then I feel like she finally maybe got a message because she said, Archangel Michael is definitely one of your angels.
Ooh.
Mm.
You got to send me her so I can see.
I'll let you know how it goes and I'll send you her. Yeah, for sure. I'll ask if she does readings. You have to find her on TikTok because her readings, they're like, you know, the ones like, stop, don't scroll.
Yeah.
Oops. death. Like, no, I'm not. When they fumble, she's like, it's going to get to who it's going to get to. That's how she's like starts them.
Yeah.
If it's really important, she'd be like, stop. If you see this, it's because you're supposed to. But she doesn't really do that. So when she does, I'm like, oh, shit's going to go down. Because she know. And so recently she did. She did one where it was like, stop. And that's when it got me to go ahead and I'm just going to send her to you to go ahead and email her, because I got this like overwhelming feeling. And it's just like one of those things where you're like, I'm not religious. I don't like the word angel. Mm-hmm. I don't like when saints and angels are given names. It freaks me out. But then in the Reiki today, in the beginning, I was kind of like not in it. And I was like kind of thinking about this for tomorrow. And I was like thinking about why. And she's like, you know, you have people that are like watching over you. And then that it clicked. It doesn't matter how somebody puts a name on an angel. Like, I need to like get out of my head sometimes and like out of my ass. Some of these people really existed. And just as I'm sitting here saying that I'm very intuitive. So sometimes I say, oh, I'm an intuitive. And that's like hard to hear because it sounds kind of like I feel like I'm special or different, which I think everybody can do these things. They just have to put the work in. So these are people who put the fucking work in, or ancestrally, genetically, their past lives, they put the work in somewhere because they're gifted. Mm-hmm. They existed. And when they pass on, they're still able from this life. Who's to say that they're not watching? Who's to say that's not even what's happening to me when I channel in?
Exactly.
So it's like,
yeah.
Like, right. Who am I to say that in my little Instagram box?
That's actually like something that I have been talking about, which I feel like I have a friend that does readings, which I actually just texted her and I was like, do you want to do a reading tonight? Because she wants to do a reading for her YouTube. And I was like, well, I'm already doing this podcast. Let's do it after. She also very similar thing where she was like, you know, she would call herself a witch because she didn't want to make it into like a religious thing because she had a bad experience with the church. So she disassociated from that. Right. And so her and I, when we started talking, I was like, you know, we really, and this wasn't geared towards her. It was geared towards the collective. And I told her like the collective really needs to stop labeling themselves. We need to stop like staying in these lanes of like, well, that is that Christian? What do you call yourself? Is this spiritual? This is Christian. This is, I'm a witch. I'm a medium. I'm a psychic. I was like, I literally did make a video where I was like, I don't feel comfortable calling myself any type of name.
I loved that video.
I literally said that. I was like, we all have the same powers. Giving myself like a name is my ego. Yes. I don't want to have an ego. So I don't want to give that. I'm like, listen, we are all one. We can all do this. Let's get it together though. And so she like I had that talk with her and she was like, oh my God, ever since her and I just started talking, she's like, you have like helped me see things in such a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And now I don't like, you know, want to put these labels on myself. And I want to break free of these like, you know, boxes that I've put myself in. And now she's like, oh my God, like I get it now. Like the church isn't God. And like, I can have a relationship with God without the church. And like, now she's like, sees things as such a different, she's like, I don't know. I just said witch because like, I just felt like that was the label, but like, I really shouldn't put a label. I'm like, no, fuck the label. So I was like, that's what we all need to break out and take these glasses off of like thinking that like, well, this is my perception. Okay. Stop. Because it's like, you're just, words were made to divide us. These labels were made to divide us, to keep us all separate so that we wouldn't come together and put all these pieces together.
I meditate twice a day. I used to meditate once a day since I got sober. So 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago, 5.5 years ago. In the past 2 years, I've been meditating twice a day now. So it's 2 hours a day.
I got to talk to you after this. You got to tell me how you do it because I have a really hard time meditating.
And I meditate to full hallucination. Sometimes I can like see the doors moving and like the walls breathing and shit.
How do you do that? I need to do that.
But it's like taking mushrooms. I had somebody on, I had another qualified opinion, the guest before you, that the episode with my friend, Jen, she does mushrooms medicinally. So she doesn't get she doesn't trip. So she takes like a microdose, but, I described my meditation and she said, yep, that's like mushrooms. And I was like, well, now I know why people meditate. It's fucking fun. But you learn. That's what mushrooms is about. You learn something.
Right.
And that's what I get out of every meditation. Just so you're aware, in my own meditation, like when I tell you on a scale of 1 to 10, if 10's the highest you could probably get, I'm pretty high up. I don't know how high up. because I've never once opened a book. I've never once gone to a class. I've never once gone to a yoga class. I've never once had a shaman, a teacher, a nothing. I meditate 2 times a day to the point where I'm seeing hallucinations and I never Google it. And when I do Google it, because something's happened so bizarre, I go, this is why I don't fucking Google it, because I don't want to put a label on something that should be to each his own. It's my experience. If I go and start reading about how to meditate, I'm not going to get what I'm supposed to get. I'm going to get what that person says you should right. get. What makes you fully enlightened? What makes you, how do you know when I'm supposed to stop? How do you know right. what I'm supposed to see? We have different eyeballs, different brains, different skin, different like feelings, different everything.
You do
like,
it for 2 hours a day.
An hour when he naps and then an hour before bed. Yeah. It's an hour long timer that I put on. Yeah.
Do you just do it silently or are you doing like a guided meditation? Like, what are you doing?
So in the beginning, like 5 years ago, it was guided. And I can send you the link to like get you started because you are getting sleepy, you know? And like, so that's what I used for like probably until I got pregnant. I would pop them in at night like this and just listen to Michael Seeley's his name.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. So that's what I used it first.
That's what I listen to. So dude, then, hypnosis is so good. He's the only one that has gotten me into a trance where I physically felt myself. I felt myself in water being drowned. Like
that's meditation.
Okay. So it's like his hypnosis one that I was talking to my higher self.
Hypnosis is meditation. Meditation is hypnosis. It's the exact same place that your brain is emitting the exact same frequency in theta and you're in the beta. You're not inside your body when you're meditating. You are not there. Mm-hmm. I always tell people you need to see without your eyes. It's hard to do, but when you figure out what that means.
Right. Yeah.
I made that up. I don't even know if that's a real saying. I've never heard it.
With your third eye.
Cool.
That's what I did under ayahuasca. I was seeing everything through my third eye because my eyes were closed.
Yes. But even when you're behind your eyes, my husband's like, oh, I see my eyelids. I'm like, no, no, there's a deeper one. There's a third one. I was like, yeah, I knew it was my third eye. No, you're right. Because I always say that. It's like seeing without your eyes. Like you need to see without your eyes. There's another eye. That's what I say. My husband's like, I can't find it. I'm like, because you're new. I'm like, you're a baby soul and you're brand new and you're so cute.
Oh,
and that's why I married you, because you're so cute and tiny and you have no idea what's going on. The world's going on around him. He's just like,
literally.
Maybe you could try it. But it's where I am, I lay down. Okay. And then I lay like the symbol, like the body, feet are hips length apart. Mm-hmm. Arms are by your side, palms up for acceptance. And don't put them down, put them up. And then I use an eye patch, a weighted eye patch to keep my eyelids from fluttering because I'm constantly getting messages. I'm constantly getting bombarded by my own brain versus like my spirit guides. So shut the fuck up. I need like my eyelids to be like taped down. And then I put on my headphones and I will listen to binaural beats, frequencies, nothing above 4 hertz for meditation. For deep meditation, draw a circle around myself to protect myself. If somebody else is in the house, I put a circle around them. And I literally say, like, not out loud, I say it to my higher power, to the gods, whatever I'm speaking to, do not bring them. Do not include them. This is my journey. Here's my circle. I always circle twice around. And then I envision a beam of light going straight up as far as it possibly fucking go to the point where it's undeniable for whoever's going to be like, ah, there she goes. And so it's like a beacon. I call it like my welcoming light. And then I say, you're welcome to come in and join me. And then I just pay attention to the beats because they'll go from either ear with different frequencies that emit the same, a certain frequency once you listen to them together. I'm very much into the frequency healing. I believe that I'm like literally going to free myself of like diseases. Like they're coming out. They don't want to tell you, but it's medicine.
Oh,
it's like how they made the pyramids and shit.
Somebody cured cancer with it and they killed him. Did you watch the the documentary Heal on Amazon Prime?
Well, now I'm gonna before I go to bed tonight.
Yeah, watch it. It literally is just about how your mind can heal your body. Somebody cured her stage 4 cancer because of her mind.
Thank you.
We can heal ourselves with our mind. We can heal with frequencies and vibrations.
Yeah. So that's what I do every night and every day. Twice a day. It's changed my fucking life, dude. Changed my life. And once I stopped using it for anything that got me financial gain, like I thought in the beginning, like I could get my followers from manifesting and this and that. If it's not my path, it's not my path, and you cannot force it. So once I had started to let go, even though I don't have all these followers, I got a movie deal. I got a Dunkin' deal. I got a fucking, like, you could go on and I could go on and on with all the shit that I got going on because of this, because of what? I don't know. Because I don't have as many followers as are the other people that don't have any of the shit that I have. I don't understand right. how this is all happening for me. The podcast.
Movie deal?
Yeah, but I didn't accept. Yeah, I'm a mom. But the role, the role was so perfect. And it's a Amazon Prime movie, but I still haven't really made a decision. Yeah. Half an hour in, my breathing is down to like 5 breaths a minute. Maybe wow. 3.
Oh my God.
Short. You barely are breathing. You're barely breathing. Sometimes I wake up, like not wake up, but like come to, because
breathing really is like it releases DMT depending on how you do your breathing. Like it's mm-hmm. insane. Mm-hmm. That's why I love breath work.
Yeah, I love breath work. Sometimes I do breath work and that's how I meditate for the day. Like that's meditation. You are allowed to call it whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I put myself into deep hypnosis twice a day and my life has had miracles happen.
Amazing. I need to do that more.
Our ancestors did it. You used to do it. You know yeah. how to do it. You've done it a million times.
Well, thank you for having me on. I swear we could literally just talk forever.
I'm going to have to harass you for a part two with Nate because he's going to be upset if he's alive. We don't know.
I hope so. I know.
God, I'm freaking out. God.
It is stressful.
Well, yeah. Have a good reading with your friend. And thank you so much for coming on. I know you're really sought after. I hope that it's okay that it was just me.
No, I love you. I've loved your TikTok since you started. So I've been watching you forever. I'm like, she's so funny.
Hi, everyone. It's Nate. Don't worry. I am alive. I, in fact, was passed out and really needed Alex to wake me up. Wake up. Oh my God. Alex, my apologies for missing our meeting. Chelsea, amazing job on the episode. I gotta say though, I felt a little left out and I have to get in on the conversation. So everyone, Alex has agreed to come back and do a second episode. So if there are any topics that you want us to chat with her about, head over to our Instagram at Unqualified Opinions Official, DM us or comment any topics that you want us to discuss with Alex. She'll be back soon. So stay tuned for part two with Alex. In the meantime, binge all 13 episodes of Unqualified Opinions and head over to Apple Podcasts to rate and review the show. It really helps us to get new listeners. Thanks so much, everyone. We'll see you soon.